All right, up next, we'll move along to UCLA coach Chip Kelly. Coach is online. Chip, welcome back to the conference call scene. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Dennis Dodds, CES Sports.
Hey, Chip, can you hear me okay?
What's up, Dennis?
How are you?
What's going on?
Look forward to seeing you here in Phoenix. You were and are so revolutionary when you were at Oregon. Since then, a lot of teams run your stuff or a version of your stuff. Teams have recruited against it defensively. How do you, as a coach, just stay on the cutting edge of being that guy?
Well, I always think it's just about adapting what you do schematically to the players that you have. So, you know, you can run really cool plays, but if you don't have the right personnel to run those cool plays, then you're not going to be very successful. So for us, it's always about trying to match what our players can do and put them in position to make plays. So it's got nothing really to do with staying on the cutting edge or any edge, to be honest with you. It's just about trying to put players in position to make plays.
And a follow-up real quick, what's the experience been like so far? Just get at UCLA and just getting back in the ball.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, the day-to-day, and that's what you miss, the meetings, the study in film, you know, with a purpose, not just studying film, to watch film, you know, getting ready to play against some really good teams in our league. And then obviously our out-of-conference schedule is challenging. So that's been the fun part. You know, that's the one thing during my year away that you studied film and you studied the game, but you weren't, there wasn't a sense of, hey, we got to look at this because this is what our personnel is and this is what we're, you know, think we can accomplish with this group. So
thanks. See you soon.
All right, Dennis.
Bye.
And your next question comes from the line of Ben Blotch, Los Angeles Times.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Ben.
Got two things for you. The first one's kind of a housekeeping question. You had some guys that were missing at the end of spring, Javari Anderson, Mike Juarez, and Jimmy Jaggers. Just checking, do you expect them all back for fall camp?
They were out. That's a trainer's decision, and we're going through the process right now with, you know, them following up with the trainers and the doctors post-spring in terms of what their status is, you know, in terms of workouts and things like that, but I don't have any updates on them.
Okay, just want to make sure none of those guys, they're all still with the program, correct?
Currently, right now, yes.
Okay, and the other thing is, now that you've had a full spring to kind of assess what you have as far as the bulk of the returning guys, how do you feel about the level of talent you inherited?
I haven't even really thought of that, Ben. We're just trying to get better every day here through the spring. You have nothing to compare it against. You know, we don't play anybody. So it's all kind of relative. You know, who's the best at that position is what you're looking for. And what are their strengths and weaknesses and how do you implement them in a game plan? But I haven't had a chance to compare them to anybody else in the league because I haven't seen anybody else in the league.
Do you feel good about what you have, I guess I could put it that way?
I feel great. I think they're great people, so I feel great about them.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach your question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? One more?
Next question comes from the line of Sarah Cazell, Pac-12.com.
Hi, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Simple question for you. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you heading into the summer, the next few months?
There's really no challenge for us. Our players are off, you know, from the coaching staff standpoint. They're, you know, obviously in school and working with our strength and conditioning coach, but our biggest amount of time we could spend with them was, you know, the last 5 weeks or so where we had a chance to go out in the field with them. And now they're kind of back into the same mode they were from January to March of, you know, working diligently every day with the strength and conditioning guys and going to class. So they've been doing a good job. They had a good lead up to spring ball. Now they have to continue it through the summer before we can actually get our hands back on them with preseason camp starting right around the 1st of August.
Thank you very much.
All right, no further questions. Chip, that's it. Thanks for your time, and I'll see you in Phoenix tomorrow.
Okay, Dave, take care.
Okay, you bet. We'll see you.